This is Aeneid, Book 11, lines 544 to 556. So this comes after the section where we have learned that this female warrior, Camilla, is named from her mother's name, which was Cosmila. So picking up with line 544, we start with Ipse. Ipse, he himself. So this is referring to her father, to Metabus. That's why it's nominative singular masculine. Prise portans, carrying in front of himself, sinu, at his chest, in his bosom. So who is he carrying? Camilla. And so that's just implied there. Yuga longa petibat, he sought a long ridge, solorum nemorum, of lonely groves, of lonely forests. Tela saiwa undique, fierce weapons on all sides, primibant, pressed him, threatened him. Et circumfuso milite, and with the soldiers spread around, Wolitabat Wolski, the Wolski patrolled back and forth. They hovered around. All right, so the problem tends to be circumfuso milite. Why is it with the soldiers spread around? Because militibus, which would be used normally for the plural, has three short syllables in a row, which will not work with dactylic hexameter. So even though it's milite, he's really saying soldiers. Eke, behold, fugae medio, in the middle of his flight. Amasenus, now that's the river, the name of the river, the Amasenus. Abundans, overflowing. Sumis ripis, from the top of its banks. Spumabat, was foaming, was frothing. Tantus imber, such a great rain, such a great downpour. Se ruperat, had burst itself, had broken itself, or just so great a downpour burst. Nubibus, from the clouds. Ile, he, that one, Metabus again. Inare parens, preparing to swim. Tardator, is slowed, is hindered, is delayed. Amore infantis, by love of his child. Que, and he fears, timent, for his caro onere, for his dear burden. Omnia se cum versanti, to him, for him, thinking through, turning over, thinking over omnia, all things with himself. Subito, suddenly, weeks with difficulty, haec sententia sedet, this thought, this idea settled. So basically he's debating all his options. He's thinking over everything with himself. And then he kind of settled reluctantly on this idea and what he's about to describe. Telum immane, there was a huge weapon, a huge spear. Manu valide, in his strong hand, quod forte garabat bellator, which by chance the warrior was carrying. And then it describes the telum, solidum notus, solid with knots, et robore cocto, literally, and with cooked oak, basically seasoned oak, seasoned wood. So this is a strong, solid spear. Huic, to this, implicat natum, he ties his daughter. And it describes her as clausum, enclosed, Enclosed in what? Libro et Silvestri Subere, in bark and woody cork. Now, this is something called a hindiatus. So you can actually, like, it's in the bark of a cork tree. Okay, but in the bark of a woody cork would be fine. Atque cercum ligat. And he ties her around the mediaste, the middle of the spear. And it describes her as habilem, easily handled. So basically, he's tying her to the middle of the shaft so that it kind of balances and it's more easily handled. Quam librams dextra ingente, which balancing in his mighty or huge right hand, ita fatur, he thus cries out ad aethera, to the heavens. All right, so that's where this ends. And the next part, he is going to basically be calling out to Diana to ask for her protection for his daughter, and basically, like, I will dedicate her to you. All right, so going over the lines one more time. So starting at the top, he himself carrying her in front of him at his chest was seeking a long ridge of lonely groves. Fierce weapons on all side were threatening him, and with the soldiers spread out, the Volsci were patrolling back and forth. Behold, in the midst of his flight, the Amasenus, overflowing from the top of its banks, was foaming. Such a great downpour had burst itself from the clouds. He, preparing to swim, is delayed by love of his child, and he fears for his dear burden. Thinking over all these things with himself, suddenly, with difficulty, this idea settled. There was a huge spear in his strong hand, which by chance the warrior was carrying. Solid with knots and with seasoned oak, to this he ties his daughter, enclosed in the bark of a woody cork. And he ties her to the middle of the spear, easily handled, which, balancing in his mighty right hand, he cries out thus to the heavens.